Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
My name is Wesley. I'm 35 years old and I work in the civil service for the Ministry of Defence. I'm an IT guy by day, wrestler by night. For me, Gladiators goes hand in hand with pro wrestling. As a pro wrestler, you've got to be physically fit, mentally capable. You've got to be able to perform on any given night. I've beaten some of the best wrestlers in the country. So, yeah, I'll put myself toe-to-toe with any of the Gladiators.
Wesley's there, and Wesley's through. We'll see him in the final.
I gave that absolutely everything. I'm ready for bed.
Yeah. The year is champ, mate, and you're in the final.
Let's go, baby!
Tomorrow night on BBC One, the finals of Gladiators, and one of the finalists of this series joins me now. As you heard from the intro, a professional wrestler by night. He wasn't supposed to be in this series. He was a substitution for when Finlay Burkitt got hurt, and he stepped into the fray around the quarterfinals, and he's absolutely smashed it all the way through. Wrestling fans in the UK will have seen this guy at Tidal Championship Wrestling, at True Grit Wrestling, at Rise in Leeds, among other places. You'll know him as Encerico, but the world, after this run on Gladiators, simply knows him as Wesley, and he's with me now. Wesley, how you doing?
How's it going, Tom? Good to go. This is amazing. Let's go.
Let's go. Two things I desperately want to point out off the start from the semi-final episode, right?
Yeah.
Love the Shawn Michaels Triple H thing you did. When
how many have you spotted? How many have you spotted? That's the question.
Right. I've only spotted two in the semi-final one. Because you did the little Eddie, you did the Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Did you win? Which other ones have I missed?
They may have cut a few out, but I definitely did Sheamus in the first one.
Oh, yeah, with the arms stretched out.
I said, fella. I was like, why did I do that? I think I did Batista like after one, but that's definitely been cut out.
Honestly, Philistines. Philistines at the BBC. Shocking.
I love it.
But, mate, congratulations on your success so far. Let's wind it back. What made you sign up for Gladiators in the first place?
I think you'd agree with me. Gladiators goes hand in hand with pro wrestling. It's an absolute no-brainer. I thought, do you know what? This show is going to be 50% pro wrestlers and the rest is just going to be cannon fodder, but... we realised I seem to be the only one who applied. What's all that about?
That's madness. And in terms of like the history of Gladiators, I was flogging my memory, and I know there's certainly one other wrestler from the history of it, and it was from the season in like the early noughties, and it was Oblivion, who is now SmackDown General Manager Nick Aldis. But you thought more wrestlers applied for it, but they didn't. When you signed up, how optimistic were you that you'd even get a look, let alone get as far as you've got?
Oh,
No chance. When I heard the numbers they were throwing out of people who applied, over 22,000, I was like, I can't even win postcode lottery, so no chance.
Did they explain to you what it was that made your application jump out so much more than the others?
No, not at all. It's all a mystery of this casting business. I don't think I'd be good at any good in TV, because I'd give it all away. I don't. I think. Do you know what? I think a lot of people thought I was a long distance runner,
Oh, really?
because obviously that's a lot. That's probably the only stuff I was mainly putting on, like any sort of fitness CVs and stuff. And then obviously people see me. I don't mind a bit of physical contact. Like, what else do you do? Well, pro wrestling. Like, what?
Tell me more.
I think, do you know what? Me thinking I wouldn't get through, I think is probably what helped, because I was just so relaxed, enjoying myself, being myself. I remember I had a holiday booked. I was going to Malaysia, so I was like, oh, there's no chance I'm going to get in with this. I've got my holidays coming up. So I just went to enjoy myself. And I think, rather than me maybe going and being a little nervous and maybe not being myself, I was able just to come out of my shell, because like, oh, nothing's coming to this. Be myself.
And it's amazing how something like that can scream even louder when you're almost, not that you're not trying, but when you are just at ease with it and comfortable in your skin and not trying to be something that you're not.
Yeah, that's a massive. It comes with age, experience. If I think back to my WWE tryout in 2017, I kick myself, because if I knew what I knew now, it would have been a whole different experience for me. Like, I remember I was thinking back to that tryout when I went to Gladiators, because I remember to that I did well, fitness was great, but I think I was nervous, don't want to do anything wrong, da, 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 da. And I think if people see the real me, I think you're either gonna love me or hate me.
And it's you shine through, because the one thing that we've noticed watching Gladiators, whenever you've been on it, you're going into these competitions with these big characters. And we noticed it when you did the event with Giant and the semi-finals, and you're just smiling. You're just smiling. Like, everyone else is looking cross and looking stressed, and you just got a big smile on your face going, oh, let's go.
I was having so much fun. Because especially, I think I said it in the semi-finals, like, everyone knows my name, I suppose. You just hear everyone saying, "Let's go, Wesley." I'm like, "Let's go." That fired me up. The audience was amazing. And I got to watch his entrance. I'm not going to compare it to being in the ring and WrestleMania and like Undertaker coming out of something, but it's that vibe. I didn't know who I was against, and then I heard his theme music hit, and I was like, oh yes, of course I'm going against the biggest guy.
Would you say Giant has been the toughest that you've faced in there? If not Giant, then who?
Yeah, it's I remember, oh, after that my arms were on fire. It just literally I was just punching a brick wall for 29 seconds. Yeah, that was most, to think it's only 30 seconds, 60 seconds events. It's unreal how tired you get. Just a quick burst of energy. Like, I suppose leading up to it, I've done 26-hour races. That's just a slow plod along, and I was just out of breath after everything.
Because I guess is it the adrenaline as well?
Yeah, 100%. That's a little thing, you know, we've heard it all in wrestling where people have blown themselves up on their entrances. And I could definitely, I caught myself in the semi-final. You can see me on the edge doing a breathing technique, because I could feel my heart going through my chest on some of the events. Especially when I hear, oh, when I see a contender ready or Wesley ready, it's my heart starts coming out of my chest.
Is that because that must feel, because as you say, it's such a part of our childhood, our upbringing
Yeah.
in that program. So to suddenly when they say contender ready, and it's like, oh God, that's me,
Yeah.
right?
It's unreal. And then you see the camera looking at you like, oh yeah, that is me. It's so surreal. Still can't believe it, to be honest.
people are going to be not only just discovering Wesley, the incredible contender of gladiators, but people are going to be discovering Encerico, the wrestler. You had a great run as champion of True Grit Wrestling, which very much feels like your home base as a promotion. Would you say, what led to you getting into wrestling in the first place, Wes?
The love of wrestling, entertainment, athleticism, everything it comes with. It's funny that it's everything that the same as gladiators, isn't it? When I was a kid, I watched gladiators, flicked over, watched wrestling. It was all the same when you're that age. It all merged into this pure entertainment. Well, getting into it was after university. You mean me actually physically getting into it?
Yeah.
Or becoming a fan?
What was the moment when you decided, I love watching this, but I actually want to do it?
It was going to shows, and funnily enough, Sheffield Arena. Oh. Going to shows as a kid, we'd go with my sister. My sister Leanne used to take me now and then when I was like 14, 13. And I still remember now, I've got this ticket stub still in my book, going to Sheffield Arena when Drew McIntyre was there, the previous Drew McIntyre, when he had the other music. And I remember at Sheffield Arena, I remember where I was sat, and I looked for that seat when I got to the arena. I remember I was sat and I got goosebumps and I went, I want to do something like this. I want to perform. This is amazing. The reason it was Drew is because he got the biggest reaction because he was the most local wrestler on the show at the time. And I just remember the reaction he got. And then I was like, I asked my sister, why has he got that? Like, oh, it's because he's from Scotland. He's the only one from UK. I was like, all right. And I was like, it's buzzing.
So you when you say like wrestling and gladiators go so hand in hand, and we're surprised at the lack of wrestlers. Obviously, we're so glad that you're there representing, but there's such a lack of them. Are there any closet wrestling fans amongst the cast and the crew of gladiators?
Oh, loads. Yeah. Loads. Yeah, when we're all sat, you know, just mingling, you're like, oh, what do you do? Ultimate Frisbee, CrossFit, firefighter. I think probably people thought I was still a runner. And they're like, oh, no, a pro wrestler. What? I think Jake from the other side stood up like, what? He's a massive wrestling fan. And everyone's giving me their wrestling references. Do you remember this? Do you remember that? Like, and then it's like everyone's doing taunts for the rest of the evening then.
You started a thing, haven't you? You started a thing there.
Oh yeah, it's perfect for entertainment, isn't it? It's like, loved it.
And we'll probably see this happen. We've already mentioned Oblivion, who went on to have a very successful career as SmackDown general manager, Nick Aldis. Is there any of the current crop of gladiators that you think should be getting into the ring and giving wrestling a shot?
Oh, you look at them, any of them could do it. You look at Legend on the mic, he'd steal the show, wouldn't he, on any of these shows. Giant and Bionic, Phantom, the size they've got is ridiculous. And I've seen Nitro pumping out a few wrestling videos on his social media. I was like, oh, interesting. All of them would be good. Gore got the look. Even on the female side, there's some strong athletes there. You've got Diamond, same height as me, 6'1". Any of them could do it. They imagine if they went around and did a touring wrestling show. I'd happily, I'd sell out.
That'd be money, that'd be.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get involved in that completely.
You fancy backing it? I'll get involved.
Well,
financially.
Let me see what I've got on me, hang on. I've got 13 pence I can stick in there, Wesley. I'll start.
I've got about 2 million Ugandan shillings here.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Now, there was a moment on the Gladiators social the other night, which I want to mention, because there was a bit during the last episode where Enigma, the gladiator you were facing, made a comment of saying that he was feeling sad because his rabbit had died. His rabbit's name was Tina. Now, Tina is your mum's name, and your mum was there throughout the entire recording process, completely supporting you all the way through. But Tina herself passed away between the recording of the Gladiators series and the broadcast. But she was a massive supporter of you in life and throughout that whole experience, wasn't she?
I just wanted to let people know, like, oh, it's like, it's a touchy one. Like, obviously, yeah. my mum was there, got to watch it all, had the time of her life. At the time, we didn't know she was ill. And we can just look back at it. And I remember her saying to me after it, like, oh, she'd been more or less house ridden for a few months before that. So we knew that she was getting ill. I wasn't aware of how ill, but she managed those, you know what recording days are like.
Yeah, they're long days.
7+ hour days. She was there for absolutely every event from start to finish. I didn't know Legend was going to do that. I was hilarious. I was like, what? Has he like? He was obviously got some information somewhere, hasn't he? but yeah, she'd have loved that. She'd have absolutely loved that.
How? But she would have been so proud to. Oh, she no doubt was so proud to see how far you came, and it must have felt amazing to know that you had so much love in the audience at every step of your journey so far.
Yeah, that's the biggest takeaway for me. My favorite moment of the whole show was running over to my section every time. And then I'd do a same little taunt or something in front of them, and they'd all react. And it's like, oh, it's just, that's like melted into my head. I'll never forget.
How was it shaped up for you based on what you expected it to be? Because obviously watching Gladiators from a young age and to now, is it in terms of what you thought it would be and how you thought it would play out and how you thought it would feel, how different is it?
As a kid, you know, it's that you dream of it because you're like, I'll never be able to do that. They're so big, they're so strong. And obviously, even now when you look at the Gladiators, I might have the height on some of them, but this, you know, they've got the muscles and all that. So it kind of still gives me that little bit of, oh, they're full-time athletes. I'm just Wesley. But then the whistle goes and something comes over me. but it's like an out-of-body experience the whole time. You're like, wow, this is amazing. Looking at this. Yeah.
I can still tell you're still processing all of it, but away from it all, of course, you are in Serico, and has there been a change in the amount of wrestling that you've got coming up? Have you had more people reaching out? Are you still accepting bookings for a start?
Yeah, definitely accepting more bookings. I've had a lot more reach out. Unfortunately, a lot of dates seem to be clashing at the minute. I suppose I'm not the best at marketing myself. I'm getting better. So I'll put some out to make sure. Come on, get me booked. It'd be nice for me to get around Europe a bit, travel around, get some bookings off the back of this, because I've always been told backstage by some of the biggest names, like, oh, you're good. You can wrestle here, there, and everywhere. But I've never, I suppose I've never reached my full potential, which I think I could achieve. Hopefully, this is catapulted me to where I need to be.
Why do you think that?
I don't. Just as you know, with wrestling and politics, and maybe I don't know the right people. And I know some companies, once they've got their set of guys and girls, that's it. You've got to be something special to break that down. Or maybe, yeah, you've got to be 7 foot. That old wrestling thing, you've got to be over 7 foot and have 12 heads. And I know promoters are busy. I've spoke to many promoters and I know that they've got about 10, 15 wrestlers that they want to book. They've just not got space for them. And that's just unfortunate. And I suppose I've never been one of those cutthroat guys who's like, oh, I'll do this, I'll do it for less or whatever. I don't know how it all works, but obviously you've seen from Gladiators, I'm just there to have fun and have a good time. So unfortunately, I know it's show business, but
I've seen you firsthand as a wrestler as well, because you know, to peel back the curtain a bit, I've worked for Rise Wrestling based in Leeds, and I've been either ringside commentating or announcing for yourself as you've come to the ring, getting everybody singing Toto Africa when I was at least there.
Your commentary on my Rise, when I was number one at Rise Rumble, I felt like a superstar. It's the most anyone's ever put me over in commentary. It was absolutely fantastic. If someone doesn't know anything about wrestling, there's a few matches I'll throw up. True Grit, me on Rampage, like, oh, look, this is me wrestling. And I'll always show that. Like, oh, look, because the way you were putting me over in the intro. And obviously, Guy Mowbray did a good job on BBC as well. He threw my name around.
Good lad. Good. It's easy to put you over because you're bloody good at what you do. Like, there's no lies in that sense.
Appreciate that.
It's true. Now, we can't talk about the final because the final hasn't happened yet. Yeah. But what we will ask in a roundabout way, heading into the final, how are you feeling about it, Wes?
Oh, super excited. If anyone knows anything about me, I absolutely love a challenge. It's obviously a big rematch, me and Finlay. Mm-hmm. I'm riding this until the wheels fall off. That's all people need to know. And I love a challenge. I'm going. You've seen what I do in the quarterfinals and the semifinals. I've got no give. Let's go.
Let's go. And we're going on Saturday night on BBC One. Gladiators returns and Wesley is going for it all. Now, people, I want to send people to see you to find out more about. Obviously, we've met Wesley. We've got to get people meeting Enserico. How can people keep up with everything you're doing online, sir?
Well, with that being said, the rebrand has begun. It's Wesley Enserico now.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. You were surprised people didn't know your name, and now we're putting it out there.
Yeah, it was. I think I was up there on Jewel, and I got hit in the stick. I got hit in the head with, by Phantom, and I heard someone say, "Let's go, Wesley." I went, "Oh, I best rebrand." Mid Jewel.
You're coming out in a red singlet from now on and a helmet.
I'm going to have to get something. Wesley Enserico on most all social medias, trying to get my YouTube presence up, trying to get something going. Why not? If this is my last hoorah in wrestling for the next few months, years, I'll give it a good go.
And we want to watch every step of it as you do. Wesley Enserico, thank you for joining us on Cultaholic. And from all of us, best of luck for the finals.
No worries, thank you. You can do it. Let's go.
Let's go!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/ UPGRADE for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.